everybody. I am finally back. Took a little bit of a time off there because I had my last week of school, which, you know, if you're a teacher like me, we have tons of things to do all in that last week, whether it be to getting grades in, to getting report cards out, to spending a couple last seconds with the students that you've been with. If you're an elementary teacher, like, almost feels like 24/7 throughout the whole entire year. So had a little busy schedule there this past week, but I am finally back and we are going to get going with another episode of my podcast. So today we are going to talk about a couple things. One, it's summer. So some of you might be looking for certain summer PD ideas, and also that I try something a little different because I'm an Apple enthusiast, like some of you. Apple just had their yearly keynote at WWDC, and there's one interesting little tidbit about iTunes that's going to be changing here, which some of you teachers out there who use iTunes in your classroom might want to know about. So let's get started. All right. Our first topic of discussion today is trainings during the summer. Now, I will personally say summers are great. I mean, it's always good to take a little break, get a little relaxation, get your mind focused again, spend some time with family, things like that, especially if you just got done with school. I always try and take a little break here. Now, on the second half, too, I also take advantage of the fact that, hey, during the summer, I have a little more free time that I can learn some more things that I can then use for my classroom next summer. So again, it's a ton of great things that happen during the summer. A, get a little time to relax and get yourself mind focused. And two, you can use that time to be productive to get ready for the next class. So what I'm going to share with you here is a couple of free trainings or inexpensive ways to continue that professional development during the summer. And full disclosure, a couple of these trainings I have not personally attended, but I really am going to try hard to do that this summer. And after I get done attending at least one of them, what I'm going to do is I'm going to release a podcast right after it to kind of discuss about some of the things that I learned at that training. So second, I also want to say with these two trainings that I'm about to talk to you about, I learned about from another great podcast that I continuously listen to. It's called Got Teched, and it is from two great guys by the name of Eric Geis and Nicholas Johnson. So again, I appreciate these two guys sharing this information with me on their podcast, and now I'm going to try and share it out with more people. So this first one up that I learned about from them, which happens this summer, kind of mid-summer, around July 7th through July 26th, is called the Strobel Summit. So you can either A, go to the hashtag, just type in a hashtag Strobel Summit, or just go to Google and type in Strobel Summit 2019, and it'll come up. And the person leading this one is, obviously, Kim Strobel. So she's a teacher happiness coach, and she also does a lot of great things in education. So she has a system up here for the Strobel Summit. What it is if you register for it, it has 7 free sessions between July 7th through the 26th with a bunch of other educators, top educators, I might add. Like, if you've ever heard of Matt Miller, who is from Ditch That Textbook. So I think I can actually say this on my podcast. Okay. That's another great resource. They also have some other people on here like Adam Welcome. You have Holly Clark. Again, Kim Strobel, like I said before. So a lot of great educational resources on here talking about, here are some of the sessions that I'm just noticing that I'm interested in. One, you have the Science of Happiness. That's from Kim Strobel. So again, talking about different ways to stay positive and use that in your classroom. Matt Miller talking about tech like a pirate, increasing student engagement with technology. So again, if you're trying to look for some ways to get technology into your classroom and use it a little bit more efficiently, that would be a session that I'm personally interested in. So there are a ton of other ones on here as well. So you can go ahead and just, like I said, type in Strobel Summit and you will find out all about this. The second one on here is another one that I'm interested in, which is called Teach with Tech Conference. And again, if you just type in Google, teachwithtechconference.com, it'll pop up. Or use the hashtag TWT, that should pop up as well. So again, the Teach with Tech Conference, now this one has a couple options. Option one, and again, this is between July 22nd through the 24th. So option one, you can just go for the free version where you get to watch the video for up to a year after it's been presented during that week. So if you need time, you can go back and replay it up to a year. Well, then with the paid version, you get even more time to look up all those videos and look at their whole catalog of things. So again, they have a ton of other really great educators that are going to be talking there and sharing a lot of different pieces of information. So again, Teach with Tech, it's got 60 plus video sessions with 60 speakers. Okay. So again, there's got to be something there for your interest level with 60 plus speakers. Okay. So those are a couple options. Again, option one, I said, was the Strobel Summit. Option two is the Teach with Tech. And then thirdly, we have another fun one here, which is from the guy, Ditch That Textbook, which is Matt Miller. He is having Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit. And again, another great idea. You can basically do all of this professional development like the other two, like I said, from home. So you can watch the videos, sign up for free, do any of these ones that you want to do, pick what you want, and learn more about it. So again, all great resources that I personally plan on checking out this summer myself. Now, some personal trainings that I plan on continuing to work on myself this summer. Some of the other more typical ones, like becoming or working towards being an Apple teacher. I currently am an Apple teacher, which if you did not know existed, now you do. But basically all you need to do, if you're a school that has Apple products and you want to be someone who knows more of what you're doing with, say, that iPad or that Mac or different Apple device, even iPods, just type in appleteacher.apple.com and it will take you to a place called the Apple Teacher Learning Center where you can go through and, again, free. So you can learn more about things like skills for the iPad. You can earn some cool swag for your profiles. Called badges, where you can get a badge for each of these different topics that you learn if you also want, which is kind of an awesome little thing to put on there, especially for job hunting and kind of to promote yourself so you can get some badges to add to your resume. But you can get badges for Max, you can get badges for Swift Playground. So if you want to get better at coding with your kids, if you want to you can even look at different ways that people have used Apple products in the class. Now, granted, remember, this is on Apple's website, so you may see some of the obligatory kind of preset commercials when you look at the clips section on there that you may have seen on TV. But you also, they have a really nice section on here too that you can get some lesson plans. So you can get some lesson plans from actual teachers. They call it the Apple Teachers in Action, where you can get some actual lessons that you can use then in your class. So that's kind of a nifty little feature right there. So again, I'm an Apple teacher and I highly recommend it that you go on there and just, it's super easy, it's free, and they're always adding more bits on there to learn more about. So like I said, that's one thing that I want to continue working on this summer is just adding more to my Apple teacher profile. Next, this has been a huge piece for me. I work in a Google district, so a Google certified district, meaning that everything that we have in here is we use the Google suite of apps like Google Docs, Google Slides, so on and so forth. I also personally use and help train other staff members on how to use Google Classroom as well because I am a Google certified educator. Now, what I want to do is I want to take that next step and work towards, they have a program on here called a Certified Innovator Program, which again, it's just another great resource where you can't. Now, this one's going to cost a little bit money to take some of the tests in here, but if you go on there, you can connect with other educators from over 50 countries. So again, another great place to kind of grow professionally and connect with some other educators around the world. So that's a personal goal of mine, is to continue working on my certified innovator certificate. Because again, when I get done too, not only do I get to work with other awesome educators from around the world, you can also, again, like I said before, for job applications and kind of promoting yourself, it's just kind of a nice little thing to have right there. You get the badge. You also get the certificate of saying, hey, I'm a certified innovator by Google. So especially if you work in a Google district, this is a great thing to have. Okay. Plus, also another nifty thing that they give you when you're a Google certified educator is you can get some other heads up on different things that they're changing in their Google services. So again, if you're a school that uses Google services, it'd be kind of nice to be in the know so that way you know what's coming up, like how they're planning on changing. I talked about this in a previous podcast, but how they're planning on changing team drives into just straight up shared drives. So just small little things like that. So again, those are a couple things that are also great to have besides those free kind of seminar trainings that or trainings that you could go watch a video for. You can also get some trainings on different programs that you might use in your class. Now, again, the one I didn't mention, Microsoft, which I'm also a Microsoft certified educator, you can also do that as well. We don't use Microsoft as much anymore in the district that I work in now because we're a Google certified district. So again, not trying to leave Microsoft out there because I'm all three. I'm an Apple certified educator, I'm a Google certified educator, and I'm a Microsoft certified educator. So again, all three programs are great. It just depends on what district you work for. If you have more Microsoft things, then I would say go for the Microsoft certification. If you have more Apple things, definitely go for the Apple certification. And if you have Google, go for the Google one. So again, a lot of great resources are still out there as well. Same thing with that. They have other free or fairly cheap ways that you can continue expanding yourself. Like if you have ever used or seen a website called Symbaloo.com, which is a great way to bookmark all of your activities and resources for students, you can get Symbaloo certified. You can also get Flipgrid certified. So again, there's a lot of other ones out there besides just the big main ones that I've talked about, like going to a conference or going to things like Google, Apple, and Microsoft that you can do. You can do other certifications all the way down to programs like Flipgrid, Symbaloo, and many more out there. All right, we're going to take a quick little break here, and then, because I've been throwing a lot at you, so we're going to talk about one last thing, just kind of a fun little twist here. We're going to talk about the Apple keynote that they just had just this last week, and iTunes might be changing a little bit here, so stay tuned. All right, we're back after that short little break. So last thing I want to say is we're going to talk about the Apple keynote that they just had. So last week on June 3rd, Apple has its routine WWDC, Worldwide Developers Conference. So again, it's not necessarily an education-focused event, because they've had those before. They had one way back in March where they released some new iPads and talking about, you know, having the new pencil support, which that could have a whole nother topic of discussion going back into. Some districts have been moving more towards Chromebooks and moving away from Apple products. So, but we'll save that for another podcast. The one thing that I want to talk about, which I know a lot of teachers I currently work with right now use this program, iTunes. iTunes has been there since, it feels like, the beginning. iTunes was kind of the big thing that you knew about Apple. When the iPod came out, it eventually, they came away with iTunes, because that's how you bought anything if you had an Apple device. Well, some interesting things that have happened. iTunes, a staple of Apple, is going away. So some teachers that I know that use it, they put on different audio files, like say they play music in their classroom. That's through iTunes. They might have some movies that they've bought or rented. That's through iTunes. Okay? Or some podcasts they've had their kids listen to. Well, that's through iTunes. Well, here's what's going to be happening with iTunes. Coming up in, again, the fall. So you got a little time. So coming up in the fall, when they release their new software, depending on if it's for the Mac, you have Mac OS Catalina, or you have iOS 13, or you have watchOS 6, different things like that. They are taking iTunes, and specifically for the Mac, they've kind of already started this for the iPads, but breaking it apart. You're going to now, instead of have just a solid iTunes app, which is so congested right now, you're going to have a music app, you're going to have a podcast app, and you're going to have a TV app. So again, all of your content that you've bought on iTunes, it's not going away. It's just getting broken up into those three separate apps. So I just want you all to be aware, if you use iTunes, especially in your classroom, don't be confused when all of a sudden if you update your computer here in the fall and some of your material is all of a sudden, you're like, wait, where'd it go? It's still there. It's just now in a more dedicated app for that service. So this was just, I wanted to announce this just so that way I can give you some time to think, especially if you're someone who uses iTunes, okay? Which personally, I'm kind of excited for, because I don't know about you, but if you've used iTunes in the past, I mean, it just feels very archaic and very congested. So trying to find things real quick, you have to go through that small little section tab, like, oh, I got to go back over to podcast. Wait, nope, I got to go over to music. Well, now you're going to have that broken apart into different spots. And if you use an Apple device where you preload that stuff on there, a really nifty thing is you're going to be able to hook up your device to your Mac computer or whatever, and you won't have to go directly through iTunes to upload the material and then put it on your device. Now you're going to be able to use the Finder app. And if you don't use a Mac, you might be confused with what I'm talking about. But if you use a Mac, you're going to be able to just sideload things now through the Finder app, which, if you're a Microsoft person, is kind of something that you've been able to do in the past on a Microsoft device, where you just pull the file and just drag and drop. So it's kind of nice to see that now also coming. So you're not losing any of your things you've purchased that you can still use in the classroom. You're just, like I said before, getting a more dedicated app. So that's all I have for you to talk about today. Again, coming back after a little bit of a break there, just so I can get through that last week of school. I still plan on doing some summer podcasting here, so stay tuned. I'll be back with another episode coming up. And again, we should hopefully be having another interview episode coming up here in the near future as well. So Until then, relax. Hopefully you're on summer vacation now, so take a little breather, but still keep being that change. Talk to you later.